Chapter 42. Minho switched on the light, making Thomas squint for a second until his eyes got used to it. Menacing shadows clung to the boxes of weapons scattered across the table and floor, blades and sticks and other nasty-looking devices seeming to wait there, ready to take on a life of their own and kill the first person stupid enough to come close. The dank, musty smell only added to the creepy feel of the room. "There's a hidden storage closet back here," Minho explained, walking past some shelves into a dark corner. "Only a couple of us know about it." Thomas heard the creak of an old wooden door, and then Minho was dragging a cardboard box across the floor. The scrape of it sounded like a knife on bone. "I put each trunk's worth in its own box. 8 boxes total. They're all in there." "Which one is this?" Thomas asked. He knelt down next to it, eager to get started. "Just open it and see. Each page is marked, remember?" Thomas pulled on the crisscrossed lid flaps until they popped open. The maps for Section 2 lay in a messy heap. Thomas reached in and pulled out a stack. "Okay," he said. "The runners have always compared these day to day, looking to see if there was a pattern that would somehow help figure out a way to an exit. You even said you didn't really know what you were looking for, but you kept studying them anyway, right?" Minho nodded, arms folded. He looked as if someone were about to reveal the secret of immortal life. "Well," Thomas continued, "what if all the wall movements had nothing to do with a map or a maze or anything like that? What if instead the pattern spelled words? Some kind of clue that'll help us escape?" Minho pointed at the maps in Thomas's hand, letting out a frustrated sigh. "Dude, you have any idea how much we've studied these things? Don't you think we would have noticed if it were spelling out freaking words? Maybe it's too hard to see with a naked eye, just comparing one day to the next. And maybe you weren't supposed to compare one day to the next, but look at it one day at a time." Newt laughed. "Tommy, I might not be the sharpest guy in the glade, but sounds like you're talking straight out of your butt to me." While he'd been talking, Thomas's mind had been spinning even faster. The answer was within his grasp. He knew he was almost there. It was just so hard to put it into words. Okay, he said, starting over. "You've always had one runner assigned to one section, right?" "Right," Minho replied. He seemed genuinely interested and ready to understand. "And that runner makes a map every day and then compares it to maps from previous days for that section. What if instead you were supposed to compare the 8 sections to each other every day? Each day being a separate clue or code. Did you ever compare sections to other sections?" Minho rubbed his chin, nodding. "Yeah, kind of. We tried to see if they made something when put together. Of course we did that. We've tried everything." Thomas pulled his legs up underneath him, studying the maps in his lap. He could just barely see the lines of the maze written on the second page through the page resting on top. In that instant, he knew what they had to do. He looked up at the others. "Wax paper." "Huh?" Minho asked. "What the?" "Just trust me. We need wax paper and scissors, and every black marker and pencil you can find."